Okay, switching topics from one good girlfriend chat to another. A good girlfriend, by definition, supports her friends in the good times, but especially the bad. It's not always easy, though, to know exactly how to support a friend when they are going through something hard. So today, Studio 5 friend Kelly Jensen is here to share specific ways to help a friend who needs extra support. This is Kelly Jensen at her best in terms of your heart around this topic and on our table. And you're really good about helping and supporting friends, but you recently had a friend support you through what you call a tough year.
We have had a couple of tough years, and I have learned so much from my friends. So I'm hoping I can tell you, impart some of the wisdom that I've gained from just watching them in their element and just being great friends to us.
So this is you as the receiver.
Absolutely.
Saying here's what worked and here's what mattered. If you don't have that kind of support system, Kelly, or you're feeling like you wish someone would do these things for you, any advice on how to get that kind of a gal by your side?
Yes, and I would say if as we're going through these things, you think, I wish someone would do this for me. I've never had anybody do this for me. I would say, as simple as it sounds, be the one who does it. I have found in my life that if I'm ever feeling lonely, if I'm feeling uninvited, the more I give other people grace, the more I serve them, the less I need myself. Honestly, I feel like it's the more you give, the less you need. It feels kind of that same sort of loneliness, that sort of hole that you feel. It kind of binds that up a little bit.
The more you give, the less you need. I love that. We could just mic drop right now and be done, but we're not done because there's more goods to share. The things that helped you the very most. You say don't underestimate the power of food.
Don't ever underestimate it. I think we feed and we know how to do that, but I'm hoping to give a couple of ideas that maybe you haven't heard of before. We know to bring dinner to the family. There's nothing like when you're feeling down or you're dealing with a surgery or a lost loved one or an illness. Then not having to make dinner for your family or lunch or not having to think about that is such a blessing. But I had a couple of friends do some really extraordinary things that I haven't seen before and I haven't done. We lost my father-in-law recently. And I had a girlfriend ask me, like, I know you have a lot of family coming in to stay with you. What can I do? Can I bring a crock pot of soup on Saturday when they're coming in and you guys can just eat from it? And she did. And I'm not kidding. That crock pot, I picked up the crock pot and the bread. I took it over to where we were all gathering, and it was like the loaves and the fishes. It fed every single person to their fill. We all sat there, we stayed there together, we didn't have to order out. And in the same vein, my girlfriend Elise dropped off something that I hope I can do for all my friends in the future, this sandwich basket. And in this basket was everything you would need for any kind of sandwich you'd want to make. Multiple kinds of bread, different kinds of cheeses and meats, mayonnaise, mayo, paper plates, napkins, avocados, tomatoes, lettuce. And it was just there. And I picked up that basket the next day. I took it over and set it on the counter. And young and old could eat from that. And we didn't have to worry. We could just be together in a time that was very tender, not have to think about anything else. And I thought, what a gift a sandwich basket is. Who would have known?
Something as simple as a loaf of bread.
Absolutely.
And a crock pot of soup fed a crowd in more than one way.
And another thing that just comes to mind is this huge basket of fruit. I think when you're in a downtime, sometimes just health feels really good.
It does.
Veggies and fruit and fresh pressed juices and just a huge basket.
I remember after I had my first baby and a neighbor brought over the most simple Hawaiian haystack. Collection, but the goodness of those whole ingredients and the way, you know what I mean? It's nourishing in all of the ways.
Yes.
And so don't underestimate that.
Yes.
You say you can write it out. What do you mean by that?
I think when I'm feeling down, and a really good friend feels like a whispering of strength. And so in a couple of ways, my friends have done this. There's something about a heart attack on your door. I know that everybody's done it and everybody's seen it, but I went pulling up to my house and seeing literal love on my door reminds me that there are people who love me and they're there, they're close. Recently, when they did a heart attack on my door, it was like our name was on it, scriptures were on it, all my kids' names were on it, we're with you, we're thinking of you. And it's this way to remind people of the connection that they have to you and they're there if you need them.
It is that connection. And I'm gonna just go out on a limb here and say you sent me a text several months ago and all you did, is listed my strengths. You just listed my strengths. And I don't know if I appeared particularly needy that day or what I had said that prompted that text, but I reviewed that text often. So something about words,
Something about seeing words, someone else seeing you through actual written words goes a long way. Sorry, sister.
No, and I think that's part of it is you can go and reread it. Yeah. It is this whispering of strength. It's this, I see you, I love you.
Tokens of love. What tokens can we give and how can we make sure they communicate the love that we feel?
I think any kind of little gift, whether it be flowers or my girlfriend Charity baked me bread, which she's so good at, and just dropped it off. Another thing that I got actually from my little 10-year-old's friends is when her bunny died, one of them had on their phone a picture of her and her bunny, and they printed the picture out and they left it on her doorstep with a note. And I thought, how easy is that when someone loses a loved one and we just have a picture on our phone of them with their mother or them with their daughter, whatever it is, and you just leave it with a frame, just bound up. I mean, what a gift that is. And I'm not sure I would have ever thought about that. But the other, another thing I really love is plants. Flowers are beautiful. I am such a fresh flower girl. But I have a plant that was from my mother-in-law's funeral 7 years ago, and it's still alive. The one thing I would say, if you're going to drop off a plant, make sure it's hardy. Make sure it's hard to kill.
It's got to sustain.
It's got to be like a succulent type.
Because then it's the wrong message in the wrong direction.
But a plant can be a really thoughtful gift and a long-lasting gift.
Yeah, love it, love it. Finally, we'll end on a sweet note, a simple note, but a sweet one, a hug. A hug.
Connection.
Women are giving hugs all the time to 2-year-olds, to husbands, whatever, to get a hug. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Connection is everything in those moments. I think it's a soft place to land. It's a reminder of love. And on this, I want to say, when we're talking about hugs and connection, there was this time in my life several years ago when I went through a really rough time. And I had this view in my mind of how my husband was helping me through it, and it was a tethering. It was like he tethered himself to me, and I was out in the waves dealing with the storm, and it was crashing on me, and I was sinking, and he wasn't trying to control the way I was dealing with it. He wasn't taking it personally. He just tethered himself to me, let me drift off in, and he was on the shore, and I felt like every time I needed him, I could look in the distance, and I could see that he was there. But he wasn't making me talk about it. I wasn't have to manage his expectations of my emotions. And he just was there. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something that we can do for our friends. And all of these little ways that we've talked about today is a way we can tether ourselves to our friends, not try to control it, not have expectations, but just let them know that we're there, we're thinking of them. If they need us at any time, to swoop in and pull them in or help them from sinking or throw them a lifeboat, but that we trust them to navigate this and that we're here for whatever they need.
I love so much of what you've said, and even in the in-between, being the lens. I see you, I'm gonna say it, I'm gonna show it, but also I'm just gonna be here while you be you. Mm-hmm. There's such power in those actions and in those strokes of love. Kelly, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We love these chats and we always learn and think.